With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As the government shutdown continues, impacts on people and organizations escalate. Vice President J.D. Vance says that as the funding stalemate drags on, it raises concerns about air safety.
I worry about the people who are scanning our bags and making us get through the security line. I worry they're not getting paychecks. They're starting to get worried about how to feed their families and how to pay school tuition and everything else. I worry about the pilots who haven't gotten paid in a long time. I worry about the air traffic controllers who, of course, make this entire system extra safe. I worry about them, you know, more worried about their credit card bill than they should be because they're not getting a paycheck because Democrats refuse to open the government.
In Louisiana, where nearly one in five residents receive SNAP benefits, lawmakers authorized $150 million in state funding yesterday to help avoid Saturday's expected interruption in payments. Hurricane Melissa has left behind a trail of death and destruction in the Caribbean.
Dennis Sulu, the UN resident coordinator in Jamaica, said,
"What we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before."
Catastrophic flooding occurred in Haiti, where dozens were dead or missing. Eastern Cuba had blown off roofs, downed power lines and crop damage. Hurricane conditions were forecast to continue in the Bahamas into the morning and were expected to affect Bermuda later on Thursday as the storm passes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ohio's Republican-led redistricting commission has unveiled a new U.S. House map that could give Republicans a chance to win two more seats in next year's elections. The move could support President Trump's efforts to maintain a slim congressional majority. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 109 points. This is SRN News. An unusual amicus brief has been filed with the Supreme Court.
Legal groups and special interests file all the time, but this latest brief is the work of 24 philosophy professors. The academics are urging the High Court to uphold state bans on men playing sports against women. The brief states that, quote, organizing sports around the sex categories is fully justified. And it bears the signatures of professors from Notre Dame, Oxford, and several other schools. The signatories say they want America to know that not all academics support transgenderism. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Oregon has blocked President Trump from pulling sexual education funding over curricula mentioning so-called gender diversity. U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken issued the preliminary injunction as part of a lawsuit filed against the Health and Human Services Department by 16 states and the District of Columbia. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward streak is over.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.6%. Wall Street weighed mixed developments on the U.S.-China trade war and profits for big tech companies. The U.S. is trimming tariffs on China following a meeting between leaders of both nations, but major tensions remain. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the broader market. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and Microsoft fell. Google's parent Alphabet rose following its latest profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
Radio Free Asia says it's shutting down its news operations starting on Friday. The Outlook says the action is due to the government shutdown and the Trump administration's efforts to cut off government-funded news sources. More details at srnnews.com.